Hi, it's Liz from Hootsuite's blog team, a real person, not AI, here to take you through everything you need to know about Blue Sky and whether your business should jump on board in 2025. Let's get started. Blue Sky has been top of mind for social media professionals lately. This text-based, open-source social media platform has been seeing rapid growth, gaining a million new users daily for a stretch in November 2024. So what's Blue Sky all about? Should your brand explore this new social network? Here's the rundown. First up, what is Blue Sky exactly? Blue Sky is a decentralized text-based social media app created by former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, now led by CEO Jay Graber. Decentralized is a bit of a buzzword, but here's what it means. Blue Sky runs on a system, the AT protocol, that isn't controlled by any one person or company, unlike most social apps. Think of it as a community-run network. Rather than one boss calling the shots, developers and users shape how it works, like tweaking your feed. And it's all way more open and transparent, not locked behind closed doors. That's what makes Blue Sky so customizable. Right now, there are over 50,000 algorithmic feeds available, and anyone can create a new one. That's a big shift from platforms where a single master algorithm decides what you see. Blue Sky started as an invite-only app, but since February 2024, it's been open to all. All right, so now that we know what Blue Sky is, why is it suddenly everywhere? Let's look at why it's picking up steam, starting with a few quick stats. As of March 2025, Blue Sky's got over 33 million users. It grew by 13 million in just the last 6 weeks of 2024, right after the US presidential election. Google searches for Blue Sky hit a peak the week of November 17th to 23rd, and interest is still going strong into 2025. There's a Google Trends chart on the blog comparing Blue Sky to Mastodon. Blue Sky shows a pretty big bump in early 2024, then a massive spike in late November, while Mastodon's line stays relatively flat. The app's also racking up downloads on iOS and Android. It even hit the top free app spot in the Apple App Store by mid-November, with Threads, Meta's X alternative, close behind. You can see this in a Statista chart on the blog, tracking downloads from February 2023 to July 2024, with a big spike in February 2024 for both iOS and Android. Plus, Blue Sky's unique US visitors more than doubled in the last year, but there's an eMarketer chart on the blog comparing X and Blue Sky from October 2023 to October 2024. Blue Sky peaks at 903,000 visitors in October 24, which sounds solid until you hear X's numbers. Even at its lowest, X pulls in over 135 million visitors in October 2023, far outpacing Blue Sky. So what's behind the surge? For one, Blue Sky is an alternative to X. X has seen a ton of change since rebranding from Twitter. Users have been vocal about concerns over content moderation, misinformation, and the overall tone of conversation there. X has also gotten more political lately, partly because it's where people turn for political updates. Pew Research found that 59% of X's US users rely on it for politics or political issues, compared to just 36% on TikTok and 26% on Facebook and Instagram. For brands, that's a challenge. Political topics are the top area consumers say brands should avoid on social media. Some see Blue Sky as a less political option, more light and fun, though others argue it's just as political, only leaning left. Blue Sky started back in 2019 as a Twitter project to build an open, decentralized standard for social media, partly because, and I'm paraphrasing here, existing platforms often push content and conversations that spark controversy and outrage, rather than ones that inform or promote health. Plus, Blue Sky is all about higher and more authentic engagement. We spoke with several social marketers about why they're using Blue Sky, and nearly all of them highlighted engagement as the main reason, far beyond just likes or retweets. Most said they're still active on X, too. Here's Dana DiTomaso, founder and lead instructor at Kickpoint Playbook. Quote, "What's particularly notable about Blue Sky are the genuine engagement levels, with an audience that shows far more meaningful interaction than what I've experienced on X recently." She adds, "The platform currently has a higher proportion of real, engaged users who are genuinely interested in meaningful discussions and content sharing. This translates to better quality interactions and more substantive engagement with your posts." Then there's Matthias Radzevich, founder and CEO of PR Lab, who says, quote, "Blue Sky's close-knit community offers the opportunity for a more direct conversation." And Nicholas Schlopsna, managing consultant and CEO of SpecTup, chimes in too, saying, quote, "Blue Sky today is reminiscent of Twitter's early days, calling it a raw, unpolished space where engagement feels more authentic and intimate." So who's using Blue Sky now? With more than 33 million users, the short answer is a lot of people. And as those marketers pointed out, they're highly engaged, tapping into Blue Sky's customizable feeds to find communities that match their interests. That said, let's look at a few key groups on the platform. The US leads with the largest user base, followed by Japan, the UK, and Brazil, where a temporary X ban from late August to early October 2024 likely boosted numbers. Over 85% of new users in early September were Brazilian. Industry-wise, journalists and publications are flocking to Blue Sky, possibly because verification is relatively straightforward and it doesn't limit link reach, unlike other platforms, though sports journalists and outlets haven't quite joined the party yet. Researchers and academics are big on Blue Sky, too. Digital Science says over 22% of researchers preferred Blue Sky over other social platforms by December 2024, and Altmetric tracked 395,000 posts linking to research since October 25. So how can you use Blue Sky for Business? Here's how your approach might differ from other platforms, with a few ways to make the most of this growing network. One major opportunity? Establishing yourself as a thought leader. Like any new platform, being an early adopter comes with advantages. One of the biggest? You get to set the tone for how brands use Blue Sky. This is an opportunity to establish a strong point of view and position yourself as a thought leader or go-to resource in your industry before anyone else does. By getting in early, you can shape how brands engage on the platform, influencing best practices before they become the norm. Another key benefit? Blue Sky is link-friendly. Unlike other platforms that intentionally limit the reach of outbound links, Blue Sky encourages them. That means you can easily link out to longer-form thought leadership content, like blog posts, instead of trying to cram everything into a few hundred characters. Plus, Blue Sky is a great platform to help you connect with the press. X has long been a hub for breaking news, but as it shifts, journalists are turning to Blue Sky and Mastodon. That's a chance to build PR ties or track industry updates. Blue Sky's custom feeds and starter packs, like the ones from TechCrunch or the Travel Media Association of Canada, make it easy to find and follow relevant voices. Blue Sky can also help you reach or create niche communities. Those feeds and starter packs are built for connection, linking people by topic or interest. Businesses can easily tailor content to these groups, reaching folks who care about your message. That's exactly why some marketers are already using Blue Sky to reach smaller, more engaged communities. Jacob Kapush, CMO of NewsAPI.ai, says, "We've incorporated Blue Sky into our strategy because it provides a fresh and growing space where we can reach more niche communities and experiment with a slightly different tone and style of content. We use X for broader, more mainstream engagement and Blue Sky to build deeper, more authentic relationships with specific groups. Blue Sky is also an opportunity to be less promotional." Blue Sky feels less salesy than other platforms, largely thanks to its ad-free setup, so focus on real conversations over brand pitches. That's exactly how Matthias Radzevich, founder and CEO of PR Lab, is using it. "I've woven Blue Sky into my marketing strategy by sharing more thought-provoking content, inviting open feedback sessions, and experimenting with new approaches," he says. "It's like a creative workshop where I gather ideas before taking them to the larger stage on X. On Blue Sky, I also feel more comfortable asking my followers what they want, which helps guide future campaigns." You can also try using Blue Sky as a testing ground. Since Blue Sky is still relatively new with no fixed rules for engagement, marketers are experimenting, using the platform to test ideas before bigger launches. That's how Evgeny Asanov, SEO and content lead at Resume Mentor, is approaching it. "I've been using Blue Sky to test out new content concepts and assess audience reactions," he says. "This feedback cycle helps improve what is subsequently shared on X, where the audience is larger." Others are using it as a space for more organic real-time engagement. Wes Wakefield, founder of Pro Coffee Gear, says, "I've used it to share behind-the-scenes content, engage in conversations with followers, and test more organic, unpolished messaging. The smaller community allows for direct feedback, which helps refine our approach. Before you start posting, it's a good idea to spend some time exploring relevant communities. See how users are interacting, what kinds of conversations are happening, and how people are engaging. That research will help you develop a brand position that feels natural on the platform. Blue Sky can even help you track audience sentiment and more." As Blue Sky continues to grow, it's becoming a valuable destination for social listening. With its over 33 million users and a transparent setup, the platform gives brands a new way to track brand awareness, audience sentiment, competitive intelligence, and industry trends. So how do you actually collect these insights? Hootsuite Listening. It now integrates with Blue Sky, making it easy to track public conversation insights, including posts and audience replies, and key engagement metrics like likes, shares, and quotes. Analytics tools like Hootsuite Listening help businesses spot emerging trends, measure sentiment, and build authentic engagement on Blue Sky. And with the platform adding new users every day, it's only becoming a more powerful space for brands. If you're not ready to use Blue Sky yet, start by claiming your handle. If you're still on the fence about Blue Sky, that's totally understandable, but go ahead and reserve your handle now. Securing your account now means you'll be ready to go if you decide to dive in later. Plus, creating an account now lets you explore the platform firsthand, see how people are using it, and get a sense of where your brand might fit in. For a broader look, how do Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Threads stack up against each other and X as alternatives? Blue Sky is not the only X alternative out there. Mastodon and Threads are in the mix too. Here's how they compare on some key features. Size-wise, Blue Sky's at over 33 million users, Mastodon has 9.1 million, Threads has 275 million, and X leads with 415.3 million users. Ads? Blue Sky and Mastodon have none, Threads will soon, and X already does. Structure is next. Blue Sky and Mastodon are decentralized, while X and Threads are centralized. Character counts? Blue Sky offers 300, X has 280, while Mastodon and Threads each allow 500 characters. All four platforms support videos. Verification varies. Blue Sky and Mastodon use your website, Threads links to Instagram, and X has a paid option. Trending topics? Blue Sky's testing them, Mastodon has them, Threads limits to the US, and X has them globally. Direct messaging is available on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and X, but not Threads. And hashtags work everywhere. Threads just skips the hashtag symbol. For more, you can check out the Hootsuite blog for posts on Mastodon, Threads, and X. But for now, that's it. That's everything you need to know about Blue Sky and whether it's right for your business in 2025. Thanks for listening.